This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Donald Trump and all of his supporters are settling in to the first day of his life as a convicted felon. Critics say it's the first time he's ever been held accountable for anything in his life. But as he has done throughout this legal odyssey with hush money, defamation, government documents, and insurrection, and so many other legal dilemmas facing him, Trump sees yesterday's conviction as fuel, not a hindrance, for his quest to become president again. And today, he came down the golden staircase he descended from in 2016 at Trump Tower to proclaim his innocence, restake his claim for the White House, and, oh yeah, blast the same democratic process and system of justice which found him to be a felon yesterday. We begin this Friday with Juliet Popham, who was there when the trial started, and she was there today when Trump took the mic, still as defiant as ever.
Donald Trump careened from topic to topic, but kept coming back to the trial.
Now, I would have testified. I wanted to testify. The theory is you never testify, because as soon as you testify, anybody, if it were George Washington, don't testify, because they'll get you on something that you said slightly wrong, and then they sue you for perjury.
Perhaps a bit of bravado, because he acknowledged his attorneys told him it was a bad idea. He also questioned how invoices for work performed became a crime.
Marked it down in the books as a legal expense. So a legal expense, paid a lawyer, is a legal expense in the books. It's not sheetrock, construction, or any other thing. It's a legal expense. Think of that.
Trump was convicted on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Shortly afterwards, it was President Biden's turn now. You know, he has remained mum throughout the trial, aides say, so he would not give anybody, including Trump, ammunition to say he influenced the outcome. And today he did not bite his tongue in a speech to the nation seemingly directed at Republicans who have rushed to the aid of Trump, slamming the jury.
And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
And coming off Biden's comments, we ran into people today in front of Trump Tower who say former presidents are different. And while you and I should be thrown in jail immediately, a former president shouldn't be, regardless of what he does. Here's Glenn Schuck.
The number of Trump supporters definitely outnumbering those who were protesting the former president, although, frankly, the crowds on both sides not that large here in this beautiful Friday. But Stephen was here from Queens.
And they're talking about jail time? This guy was the former president of the United States of America, and they're talking about throwing him in jail? Meanwhile, all the criminals are running rampant, getting out of jail. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. First offender? Why? It's because he is in contention and in the lead to be the next president of the United States.
A familiar chant that Donald Trump had used to use on Hillary Clinton now being used on him.
Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up!
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, outside Trump Tower.
Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, as well as Tish James, the New York Attorney General, reminding all, no person is above the law, meaning if you break the law, you're subject to consequences, whether you're an ex-cop or a priest, school teacher, or ex-president. This is a story we'll be talking about for a long time, folks. Away from the courthouse now, in politics, we've got another news story, perhaps a bit more pressing. We got a little one missing, and sources telling 1010 Winds that an ex-boyfriend of the child's mother is being hunted by police. 37-year-old Naquan Aiken is accused of taking a 7-year-old boy from in front of 3715 13th Street in Long Island City. Police say the 7-year-old, Prince Haney is his name, was taken around 3 o'clock yesterday. No word on a motive or what led to the alleged kidnapping, but they want to get this child back safely. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The mayor and NYPD gave a heads up today about the upcoming Israeli Day Parade on Fifth Avenue. Happens this Sunday, by the way. We don't even need to go into why, with the rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the city, as to the upgraded security. And while there's no specific threat, security will be tight. Marilyn Buckley was at that security briefing today.
Along Fifth Avenue Sunday, if you're attending the Israel Day on Fifth Parade, the NYPD wants you to know they will be there and have screening checkpoints. No large bags will be allowed. And NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban says officers will be watching the crowds from every angle.
Aviation, K-9, transit, our counterterrorism and intelligence bureau personnel will also be deployed. At this time, there is no specific or credible threats to the parade. Your cops will be out there to keep you safe.
Mayor Adams is encouraging everyone to come out and celebrate, emphasizing no violence will be tolerated.
We're not going to allow any unlawfulness and any disruption of any celebration of one's heritage in this city.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
On the ice, boy, would we love to hear this.
The waiting is over. The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah.
And this one will last a lifetime.
That was 1994, which feels like a lifetime. It didn't get easier for the Rangers to make it happen last night after losing to the Florida Panthers 3-2. Unfortunately, that means Florida leads the series 3-2. One more win for Florida, and it's over. Game 6 tomorrow night in Florida. The Rangers Nation is hoping to tie it up. Cross your fingers, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.